Time to talk about racism again. On Local Matters today, we see how young people approach the issue and which experiences they have made. The non-profit organization ALDIC, the Association Luxembourgeoise pour le Dialogue Interculturel, invited young people to learn about all forms of discrimination. A dozen young people spent this week together in the workshop room in the Gare neighborhood to understand what discrimination is and how to react in situations where they or others are discriminated.
Today we learned, what we learned was most about discrimination, different type of discrimination, and institutional discrimination, individual or structural discrimination. And we also learned about stereotype and prejudice. How do we come up with discrimination, maybe from stereotype and prejudice, and you have now discrimination and then you have the consequence. So we learn all of that. How this also can have an impact on us in the society.
Aline Sunita Chagnon is one of the participants. She's from Cameroon and has lived in Luxembourg for 8 years. On several occasions, people have discriminated her, she says, peers in university, but also recruiters during job search.
So I went for the job, and then I went for an interview. When I sent my CV, they were very interested in my CV. So, but when I came, they looked at me and they told me that I said, no, I came for an interview. I'm the one that sent the CV and you give me an appointment. From the way they were looking, you can actually notice that they were like, there was something wrong. And I asked, is there anything wrong? They said, we are sorry, madam, we don't work with people like you. I said, okay, people like me, as a woman, or because I wanted them to say the thing. They said, no, we are sorry, we don't work with people like you. So I started to cry, and then I went. So I went back, and that made me to really hide my topic, master topic, because my topic was mostly about discrimination in the professional field.
Many people in Luxembourg have made similar experiences. The latest report on racism and discrimination in Luxembourg was published by the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance in September. The report states that particularly the professional integration of asylum seekers and refugees remains a major challenge. One of the reasons are shortcomings in the provision of language courses for migrants. Aline as well is still searching for a job. The experiences she has made have shaped her career path. At the University of Luxembourg, she is concluding a master's in communication and learning in multicultural and multilingual contexts. The report by the European Commission also highlights the problem of hate speech, in particularly online, which has increased in the past years. According to the report, racist or queerphobic incidents are not sufficiently recorded or monitored in Luxembourg. There is a lack of statistical data which would allow to put in place targeted measures. In November, the Center of Intercultural and Social Study and Training, CEFIS, published a study on racism leading to several conclusions. One of them is the need for more safe spaces where people can talk about their experience and are listened to. CEFIS also calls for a more proactive fight against racism by changing the institutions and the fight against stereotypes. The training offered by ALDIC this week tackles some of these points. It is part of a larger project funded by the Ministry of Family Affairs, Solidarity, Living Together and Reception of Refugees. Lamine Bangora co-organizes the activities within this project.
This project tries to reinforce the capacity of the actors of the governments, like the young people. And last year we did the first part, and this year is the second part. We also have the training for the commune workers and also for the youth and social workers. We did the first part, and this year we will do the second part. This training is to give the capacity of the young people to recognize the racism and discrimination and to learn how to fight and how to support the victims. And now they will learn how to support the victim, who to contact when you face the discrimination.
Many of the participants of this week's group have experienced discrimination themselves and want to learn how to react next time.
It will help me learn better how to defend myself, to understand properly what is happening to me, and to learn the tactics of how to properly defend myself.
Chloe is only 15 years old. Currently, she is homeschooled because of this experience.
I'm high-function autistic, and this year I was going to do GCSEs. But my head teacher told me that I would not be able to do GCSEs because I'm high-function autistic. And even though I passed all of my tests, and better than some people that actually passed, and they said that I either have two options, A, because I thought GCSEs is going to be too difficult for me, even though you can see in my report card, I've completely passed. She says either A, I repeat the year that I've already passed, or B, I get to do my GCSEs, but I will have no qualifications whatsoever. Even if I pass the test, I will have no qualifications. I'll be like a vegetable. And the reason that I'm here is to deal with my situation that's happening right now and to learn to defend myself and to help others that are going through the same things, because I'm not the first person that this has happened. I have been out of school because my mom had to take them to court because what's happening was unfair. I was out of school for 5 months, actually. But eventually the school was pressured to let me come back for a week, just for a week. And in my first day, the whole school got like 5 months, 3 months to prepare. And I got a test straight away in my first day.
Another participant, Erickson Morales, says,
I wanted to attend this training because I've experienced discrimination several times in my life because of my sexual orientation. I've suffered from depression because of these experiences, and I didn't know how to react in these situations. Now, I'm happy to be here because I've learned many things which I want to share, which I hope will help others too.
Beaucoup de choses que après je peux partager avec les autres pour aider à les autres.
Empowering the young people to not only know how to defend themselves but also support others is the aim of this training. Paya Nye is the trainer of this week's course.
So I'm working with a group of young people who all have an interest in being agent of change. So what I'm really trying to do is expand their understanding of how discrimination work and then provide them with tools on how to address those discrimination, how to sort of defend themselves whenever they're witnessing or victim of discrimination, but also equip them with tools to deliver and raise awareness themselves with people around them, whether at school, at work, or family, any place where it could be useful. Ideally, I would love the week to end with everyone in the group feeling empowered, feeling like they're legitimate and equipped to address discrimination, and already coming up with one idea of something, one action they want to do after the training. So it can be, I don't know, organize a group talk with people at their university. It can be designing a presentation around one topic like microaggression that they were interested in. Anything that they feel they could do themselves, sort of to prove themselves that they are already being agent of change.
Train young people to become agents of change. That is the aim of this project by ALDEC called Building Together a Strong and Inclusive Society. And not only young people, but similar trainings also take place for social workers and municipal officers. The next training for youth takes place in July and people can sign up to participate. I will put the link on our website rcityradio.com along with the audio file for replay.